Radical Muslims are threatening Pakistan. Thousands of evangelists will gather in the U.S., and inner-city pastors are mentoring missionaries. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Radical Muslim groups are threatening Pakistan's government, which is poised to repeal the country's blasphemy law. In August, Christians in Gorgia were attacked after Muslims falsely accused them of desecrating the Quran. Mobs of Muslims killed innocent men, women, and children. International Christian Concerns' Jeff King says many were outraged, enough to call for a repeal of the blasphemy law.
Possibly this latest outrage might have been enough to tip the scales to get the blasphemy laws repealed. But recently, some of the two large radical Islamic parties warned the state. They said, you know, there's going to be trouble if you repeal these things.
Its future is uncertain, but in the meantime, ICC is reaching out to some of the victims.
We're helping about 40 different families. We're going to give them $500 each, which is not going to fix their lives, but it's going to help them. These are people who have lost everything. We're also helping the Church of Pakistan to put a school into one of the main hit areas.
Pray Christians will be bold in their witness. Next, 25 years after the 1984 famine that killed 1 million people, Ethiopia finds herself stalked once more by hunger. This time, over 6 million people are at risk of starvation. Compassion International is sending $1.4 million to help. While the money is earmarked for direct food relief and medical supplies, some will also be used to help develop small businesses. Compassion partners with local churches to act as the hands and feet of Christ and share the hope of the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. In sub-Saharan Africa, 22 million people are HIV positive. The majority of these patients are young women. Global Action's Emily Voorhees says,
one of the things that the research has shown is that the more educated a girl is, the less likely she will be to contract HIV. In fact, girls who finish secondary education are 5 times less likely to contract the disease.
Global Action is working with local ministries in Africa to keep young women in school and to educate people on AIDS. They also provide access to nutritional meals and the drugs to treat HIV/AIDS.
Of course, we're doing all of this so that we can actually show what God's love looks like in a real way. I think for those who realize that they are not going to recover from AIDS, it's wonderful for them to have help for today, but hope for eternity.
Global Action's working on AIDS prevention in 32 African countries. Visit our website for details on how you can help. Next, hundreds of evangelists will gather together next week, but this time not to preach. The Next Generation Alliance, a ministry of the Luis Palau Association, will hold a conference in Portland, Oregon from November 10th through the 13th. NGA Director Tim Robinette says,
NGA exists to encourage, to equip, to network evangelists, sharing from the experiences that Dr. Palau and all of our team have had over the last 40 years, we just want to help other people reach more people for Jesus Christ.
The conference itself will focus on
encouragement and fellowship, training. And then the third major thing that always comes out of these conferences is just the networking that occurs, people meeting new people or renewing old friendships, things that people could do together, also just creative ideas. New ways of doing evangelism.
The Innovative Evangelism Conference starts November 10th, but you can still sign up. Just visit our website for details. And the Evangelical Free Church is looking for young adults to join CityServe, a year-long urban missions internship. CityServe missionaries work to impact urban and intercultural churches with the gospel in New York City. The missionary will spend 2 years with a seasoned pastor mentor as he prepares to plant a church in New York. Their goal, to reach immigrant populations in their heart language while also helping them to adapt to American culture. Details can be found at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship's making available the book Gateway to the Jungle, the incredible life story of jungle pilot George Boggs. It's yours free for the asking. Combining his skill as a pilot with his love for the Lord, he was able to point thousands of lives to Christ. Get Gateway to the Jungle at 1-800-995-4828 or request your free copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.